Chapter 40. Something scraped at the outside of our craft like tree branches in a slow wind, delicate, tentative. The first to return to consciousness, I dragged myself up to the port and looked out at a vast swirl of stars, so many and so far away that I could not distinguish most of them. A galaxy. I hoped our galaxy and not another. The Falco slowly rotated, and a complicated silhouette moved across the spiral cloud. It took several long moments before I could make out slender shapes attached to that silhouette, like a wide rosette. Slowly it dawned on me that I was looking upon another array of installations. 6 rings, each rising from one of the petals of an enormous flower. Then, to my astonishment, 6 straight shafts of light flowed outward from the darkness at the center of the flower and through the halos, illuminating the insides of the rings as well as the main body of the flower. The Falco kept turning. The edge of the port obscured one view, and the other side revealed another. My other memory, now becoming my memory, could not recall anything about this association, this shape, against the galaxy and the dim void beyond. But in the back of my thoughts, a dim female grayness reappeared.
"We have returned," my Ancilla said. "We have arrived at the Ark."
Incredulous that the armor still had any power, I turned my eyes away from the port and looked at the outlines of my fellow passengers. Neither moved. I thought they must be dead.
"How far?"
I asked, but the glimmer of the Ancilla had again faded, and I was alone. Utterly alone. I had forgotten about the scraping. When I looked back to the port, I was astonished to see another face staring back at me. A face framed in a headpiece and wrapped in the protective field of fully active armor. And beyond that face, 3 other figures, long and graceful. Life workers. Groggily, I tried to make sense of these perceptions. Life workers were maneuvering outside the dead shell of our craft. I made a weak gesture through the port. My Ancilla flickered in and out. Then I felt a hint of something other than stale fetor against my face. Power was being externally fed to the craft, and from there to our armor, even the broken armor. Yet they were not breaking our seal or opening the Falco to rescue us. Instead, they were guiding the craft intact to a larger ship I now saw floating a few hundred meters away. A voice spoke to me now, female, soft, through the cracked remains of my headpiece.
"How many?"
"I count 3.
3,
I confirmed, my mouth dry, my tongue swollen and cracked.
"Are you from the damaged installation that attempted to return to the Ark?"
"No," I said.
"Is there infection?"
"I don't think so, no."
"How far have you traveled?"
"From the capital. Shouldn't talk for a while." The face withdrew, and we were absorbed in a protective field. We had been cautiously inspected, cleared, drawn within the ship, then deposited on a platform. Up and down, returned. Tall figures walked past, but I could not hear what they were saying. Then the life worker who had first appeared in our port motioned for me to draw the others toward the center of our craft. I tried to do that, pulling in the counselor's limbs, even moving and arranging the guard when she failed to respond. Then they broke open the depleted, dead bulk of the Falco's outer shell, split it wide, and life workers surrounded us with their instruments and monitors, bringing comfort and relief. They removed the remains of our armor, then took up Glory of a Far Dawn and surrounded her in a golden softness. Her eyes opened, and she seemed astonished, then embarrassed. She struggled, but was patiently subdued and carried away from the platform into a healing chamber. The first counselor tried to stand to survey the broken shell of our rescue craft. His strength failed him. More life workers carried him away as well. Somehow I had retained the most strength. or so I thought. But my turn to give in came quickly enough. No sleep, no dreams, just a warm, nutritive blankness, neither dark nor bright. For the first time in 1,000 years, I felt at home.
The librarian is near.